Ted Kennedy. The nation faces unmet challenges, and the longer we drift, the more it costs to get the job done. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush deserves credit for admitting that we neglected serious challenges in the Reagan years. The problem is the president won't commit the resources we need to reach the goals he's setting. Clean air, toxic waste, the war on drugs, a mission to Mars, help for democracy in Eastern Europe, improving the quality of schools here at home. You name it, Al. White House rhetoric is there, but action is not. Resources are available, and I'm not talking taxes. I'm talking defense. Why keep Cold War levels of troops overseas when the Cold War is ending? Why can't our allies do more? Why build 132 B-2 bombers at $500 million a plane? Why spend billions for Star Wars, but no more for Star Schools? Be serious, Al. How long before old Mother Hubbard Simpson goes to the Pentagon cupboard?
Well, my old pal Cheney's watching the cupboard. I guess you've missed your paper the last few mornings, Ted. Let me fill you in. Real arms reductions are in the works. The defense budget gets smaller every day. In fact, the Senate decided to take money directly out of the defense budget to help to fund the president's drug plan. You missed that one? Education has been discussed all day long. But the one thing you don't hear from the governors who just attended the first ever and highly successful education summit is that education is somehow grossly underfunded, as you always howl, Ted. Even most Democrats, it seems, have finally awakened to the fact that education problems in this country need creative and common sense solutions. Money does not solve those problems, Ted. Intelligent, informed, and concerned people do. I'll call the paper and get that subscription of yours renewed. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.